This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Plus the fact that when you go to tacticalholsters.com, you're not just looking at holsters. You're looking at everything that has to do with the tactical life. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Lamestream legacy media always has to struggle to try to find some explanation for the fact that Americans choose to exercise their Second Amendment right. In the last few days alone, we've had headlines suggesting that the incoming Trump administration and the fear of hate crimes are behind soaring gun sales. Under the Obama administration, gun sales surged. The media's take was that nutty people who already have guns are buying even more guns because they are scared Obama will take away their right to buy more in the future. Let me explain something to you. For those of you who think that we are all planning on being Minutemen and going and joining the militia and heading for Washington, D.C. and circling it, I would not do that carrying five rifles. I would do that carrying a rifle, and I would do that carrying a handgun, and I would do that with an awful lot of ammunition. If we were really intent upon taking over things by force, it would not be a bunch of guns. A guy that has a gun safe full of guns, if he has to get operational, as the phrase would be, needs two. He only needs two. Might be nice to have a backup just in case you break one. But, you know, that's all beside the point. So much for the nutty people who, you know, that whole idea is just crazy. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me. When Kennedy was about to slam the Cuban embargo down, he had every Cuban cigar bought up. He sent his aides out all over buying up all the Cuban cigars because he knew he wasn't going to be able to get any more. That's what they do. They hoard. Now, we have President-elect Trump, and he's getting set to take office, and gun sales continue to rise. And this time, the media cannot blame the fear of the nation's gun owners. Instead, they're chasing the fear narrative in the other direction. They're now taking a look at the demographics of those choosing to legally purchase firearms, and they're seeing for the first time the trends that have been evident for years now. The ongoing trends are of a more ethnic diversity and increasing female participation. And that has been clear throughout the entirety of Barack Obama's presidency within the industry. For example, coming out of the NSSF, we find that new target shooters are more likely than those who have been shooting for more than 5 years to be younger, female, and residents of urban or suburban areas. We have this increasingly diverse consumer base for firearms, and has shown up in recent polling as well. As ABC News, they released a poll in April that found that millennial women rate protecting gun rights as an issue of concern on the same level as equal pay and abortion. So, black and Hispanic respondents in an August 2016 Pew Research Center survey reported changing views on gun ownership. A majority of Hispanics, 50%, and about half of black respondents, 46%, agreed more with the statement that guns protect people rather than putting people's safety at risk. That's a drastic change from 2012, when only 29% of black American respondents agreed. Comparison data is not available for Hispanic respondents. Ongoing surveys by the Pew Research Center shows that the percentage of black American and Hispanic American respondents increasingly identify protecting gun rights as more important than gun control. In August 2016, 31% of black Americans favored gun rights, up from 24% in 2013. Among Hispanic respondents, 30% favored gun rights in August, compared to only 14% in 2013. Now, the thing about the Hispanics, I would expect to see that figure begin to surge. Because the ones that have come here and done everything by playing by the rules, they don't like illegal immigration any more than me and you. They played by the rules. They think everybody else is jumping ahead of the line. I understand that. Trends in market diversity and in public opinion polls are also reflected in concealed carry permits. In July of 2016, the Crime Prevention Research Center analyzed concealed carry permits and found that from 2007 to 2015, permits issued to non-white Americans increased about 75% faster than those issued by state and local governments to the regular Caucasian population. And all of that was before Donald Trump won the election. Please note that. They also found that in the states that report permit data by gender, since 2012, the number of permits has increased by 161% for women and by 85% for men. So, this boogeyman hunt that we've had going on for so long, I fully expect it to sort of continue on. I saw Josh Horowitz on there with Tucker Carlson trying to still talk the talk about, well, you know, there's a smaller number of people buying more guns. They can push that narrative all they want until they're blue in the face and fall off of their chair. That's fine. Believe it all you like. Believe it all you like. When you got when you've got upwards of 136 million gun owners in the United States, and then you look at numbers and you realize that there's about 70 million children in the United States that can't buy a gun, right? And then that leaves the rest of the adults that don't own a gun. We are the majority. We are the majority. Americans choose to legally purchase firearms for self-defense, for self-protection, for hunting, or sport, or whatever. Whatever. And we don't go crazy. We don't hear the voices. The gun doesn't take us over. The guns don't jump up and start shooting on their own. This is not like the Stephen King movie. The movie was called Maximum Overdrive, but it was based upon a short story called Trucks, I think. But you remember the one with Emilio Estevez where the guns that only have mechanical parts find some way to shoot themselves. Remember that one? Yeah. So, it's not like that. It is not like that. It's never been like that. It's never going to be like that because people are pretty good people. Pretty decent. A high degree of decency amongst us Americans. Yeah. And guess what? Those of us that have guns have friends that don't look like us that have guns. Owning a gun is a great uniting thing. It's a lot like needlepoint in certain circles, I guess you would say, or knitting. And it is spreading. And my American brethren are coming to join me and you. Some of them are black, some of them are Hispanic, Samoan, Asian, some of them are female. They're all coming. Because of the path that we have laid, that we paved. We were the ones that stood up. And they see the wisdom in that now. They see some things that make sense to them. When we get back, Democrats are just being themselves. This is Lock and Load.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Now then, I'm going to be dating myself, but there used to be a television show on that was created by a guy named Alan Funt. And Alan's brainchild was something called Candid Camera. And this is where unsuspecting, ordinary human beings were captured on camera just being themselves when an unexpected intrusion resulted in an embarrassing, hilarious result for them. And that show went on for 40 years. This is precise, and, you know, we've seen something like this recently with Project Veritas, but what we recently have seen is this big reveal coming from WikiLeaks. That was like Candid Camera. Just like Funt's unwary subjects in 2016, the Democrats were caught just being themselves by this unexpected intrusion. Now, I want you to take a minute and just for a minute, consider for a moment that the likeliest, largest repository of recorded scandalous behavior by American politicians is in some cavernous edifice somewhere in the Moscow environs, with the close second site being Beijing, and it's not irrational to think that it could be in Tel Aviv. Our NSA is far from being the only agency in the world with the capability of monitoring the daily activities of targeted individuals around this rock. And you can bet the farm that the Russians and the Chinese and the Israelis and many other agencies with missions similar to the NSA are fully engaged in this process every day, every day. Think the French, think the British, think the Germans. We're all doing it. We're all doing it to each other. And if you think that America is not the primary target of a lot of this intelligence gathering by all of these programs, then you have very little clue to the realities of this world. Or you could be a Democrat. It is a given that this process must necessarily be focused on the individuals and organizations who make up the political entities that control the behaviors of this nation towards the rest of the world. If you are one of these individuals within that larger group, within that larger elite group, if you will, then you are being targeted. You should be aware that you're very likely being targeted. And you may, it may be intermittent and it may be constant. It will depend on your level of access and your level of importance. But one or more of these intelligence gathering programs is also a given. And if you're blissfully unaware of these attentions, you are likely to be a liberal Democrat who has no clue about things like designations like confidential, secret, top secret, or even more arcane letter designations on your correspondence might mean to national security. These long-established security protocols, when they're not respected and when they have no, when there's so little regard for them, you might be brazen enough to set up your own unsecured network server in a completely insecure and unsafe location, or maybe you'll choose password as your password, even though you have most surely been repeatedly briefed by security specialists that you pay for. And you've been told by them that this invites cyber invasion. Then you would then apply the same lack of security concern to almost all of your domestic, intra-party, intra-campaign communications. And that would not be surprising to anybody. And these stealthy cyber vacuums of the great cyber powers would be sucking in all the dirt that you scatter in all of your devious political dealings. And that should be no surprise either. Yes, they got vacuumed up, and you can be assured they got vacuumed up. But just, you know. And then one of these entities just like in an episode of Candid Camera, chose to dump the political garbage smack on the front lawn of the American presidential campaign, where the stink of the overripe corruption, the rotten backroom dealings, and the bloody backstabbing. Ordinary America didn't understand that. They couldn't ignore it. Whether or not it changed a lot of minds, we're never going to know that. But what we do know is this. The Democrats wailed about Russian influence on the election. It amounts to nothing more than the simple truth that they got caught in the act of being themselves. Very embarrassing for you. I understand that. The other part is this. You invited it. We know that they tried to invade the RNC, and the RNC had the proper protocols put up. We know that you were fished. You were not hacked. You were fished. In other words, they tricked you into giving them access, and then when they got access, they took it all, and then they threw it out there. Podesta did it. Some of Podesta's people did it. That makes you not secure. It makes you a few other things, too, but I'm not going to say that out loud because then I become a name caller, and I'm not going to do that. So, Candid Camera 21st Century happened in this election, and it was embarrassing. And the result for me is hilarious, just like I used to watch Candid Camera. Used to laugh my fourth or fifth, whichever point of contact it is. Used to laugh it off. Laugh it off. Because it was pretty funny back then. Still pretty funny today. Especially when you look at it and you take that. When you take that premise, we're going to catch people being themselves and stick it out there and let the hilarity ensue. And then you overlay that on what the Democrats were doing and what they were saying and all this other stuff. And you put it out there and you say, this is what the Democrats are doing and saying ordinarily on a daily basis. The fact that America recoiled, the fact that the coalition said, or the fact that America was just ready for a change, all of that manifested itself in, and it was, while it may have been unapparent to a lot of people, to me it was, I knew it was coming, and it swept in like a tsunami. And like tsunamis, it has changed the landscape forever. Coming up next, CBS Radio. They did something quite bad.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right. I'm looking up, and there's a spider on the wall, which means if I shot it, I'd have to have the microphone muted, or I would cause duress. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. I just tried to kill the spider. Didn't quite do it. Wonder if I can do it from here. Got my nice long boom microphone pole. Die, spider. Sorry. I'm not a big insect fan. Anyway, CBS Radio. They did something. I mean, it took a despicable act of media bias, and the likes of which I've never seen before. And I mean, I've seen a lot of media bias. I mean, you have too. It was a lot of effort, and it was an art. I mean, they employed some art here. They put together an early report on the Chicago torture incident that was strictly factual, and yet it created an impression on listeners that a group of white Trump supporters had attacked a helplessly mentally challenged black man. From Mediate, we get this transcript that was reported last Thursday morning by a top-of-the-hour broadcast distributed to radio stations across the country. In the brief Thursday morning report, which attracted attention when a listener posted the clip on Reddit Friday, here's how CBS characterized the attack. The viral video of a beating and knife attack in Chicago suggests the assault had racial overtones. CBS's Dean Reynolds, let's get out of that, Dean Reynolds tells us the victim, as described, is a mentally challenged teenager. In the video, he is choked and repeatedly called the N-word. His clothes are slashed and he is terrorized with a knife. His alleged captors repeatedly reference Donald Trump. Police are holding four people in connection with the attack. That report is technically correct, but it is very misleading. By noting the attackers use the N-word during a racially motivated attack while referencing Donald Trump, the clear implication here is that the victim is black and his attackers were racist Trump fans. That clip that was posted on Reddit has been taken down since then. You can reasonably infer that the copyright owner demanded that its intellectual property rights be respected. However, thanks to the Armstrong and Getty show, a morning talk show that is out there, I don't know where or how, where is it? A morning talk show heard in most of the major cities of the West, you could hear the actual CBS radio broadcast segment with your own ears in the podcast of the show's third hour, 8 a.m. Pacific, on January 5th. You go 1 minute and 28 seconds into the podcast and ask yourself, is there any possible interpretation other than that Trump supporters attacked a helpless black man? Please note also that A&G were the first media outlet to target this deceptive broadcast, highlighting and criticizing it shortly after the broadcast itself, which was heard by listeners on several of its stations, and which was replayed on air with a highly appropriate and devastating commentary by the hosts. Now consider for a moment how difficult it must have been for CBS News employees to make themselves bulletproof, in their minds at least, by being factual, yet create a counterfactual message in the minds of the listeners. That's the thing. That is the sort of lying that takes skill and practice. Dean Reynolds was the cat that was the reporter who voiced the misleading claims. His CBS bio calls him an award-winning, which, you know, I would love to see which awards, but he's an award-winning, what is he? An award-winning reporter who has covered major stories from datelines around the world, who's now based in Chicago. The details of his professional career, in fact, include serving as CNN's White House correspondent in the Reagan years. Let's see. And extensive service as an ABC News correspondent overseas. He's also the son of former ABC News anchor Frank Reynolds, which I don't know whatever happened to him. I guess he has passed, which is not necessarily a good thing. I have no way of knowing if Reynolds prepared the copy that he spoke himself or if it was prepared for him to read. That would be an important question for the head of CBS. What we do know is that Dean Reynolds was born into the mainstream media. Okay? His father was a big part of it. And he spent his entire career in it. And a lot of it was at the national level. So, I mean, this is nothing new. Now, if CBS News has any integrity at all, I think they should be answering that question, wouldn't they? The head of CBS News is David Rhodes, and he's the brother of Ben Rhodes, who turned his education on writing fiction into a gig at the White House National Security Advisor's Office, where his talents have been put to use in crafting communications and policy for Barack Obama. the outgoing, soon-to-be former president. Does the FCC have any jurisdiction over the seemingly deliberate broadcast of false inflammatory reports? If we're going to talk about fake news, let's talk about all the fake news. I know that radio and television licenses are granted on the condition that stations operate in the public interest. See, what I do is not classified as news. What I do is classified as editorial. So I can say whatever I want about whatever I want, and it's merely my opinion, my take. I don't represent Genesis Communications Network when I do it. I'm broadcast by Genesis Communications Network. CBS maintains a large collection of owned and operated affiliates in the television industry. They have 14 major markets, and they own and operate 117 radio stations in all of the major markets, most or all of which may have broadcast that deliberate distortion. Those broadcast licenses are worth many billions of dollars, and according to Variety, the corporate parent is planning to sell off the radio group. When you have a deliberate distortion of the news to create an impression exactly opposite of the true facts, you cannot be considered to be operating in the public interest, can you? Particularly when the report could reasonably be expected to aggravate racial tensions. And there may be an opportunity available for a challenge to CBS's broadcast licenses on the basis of deliberate racially inflammatory falsehoods. I don't remember when it happened, but RKO General, they were stripped of the license to broadcast on Channel 7 in Boston for corporate misbehavior. They suffered a loss valued well into the hundreds of millions of dollars. So if America's serious about correcting the pervasive basis in mainstream media, stripping CBS of their broadcast license for radio and television stations would send a very good signal to these people. Maybe you could just tell us what we need to know. And don't worry about embellishing it. Thank you. Just give us the facts. Don't try to camouflage them and make them what they're not. When we get back, we're going to look upon at the war on little males in this country. Because that is what led to the Esteban Santiago's of the world. This is Lock and Load.
By your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstar on the Sun, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesun.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesun.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, indestructibility, and a warranty. There's a class of the industry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. There is a cultural war going on right now if you are a male. And that cultural war contributes to lots and lots of things, which leads to an ensuing confusion of identity for, and, you know, a bunch of lost young men who emerge from a youth in which their every hope and dream and even sporting pursuit has been subject to the ridicule and penalties of the K-12 gatekeepers. Nothing they ever do is right, anything they want to do is wrong, and no one in authority has any idea what they should do except be good little girls. From a certain point on, I hated school. And I mean, I came up in the 70s, and in the 70s, I was out of school in 79. So, and every red-blooded boy I knew did as well. So did the best girls. And we knew we were in a school not for education. We were in a school for indoctrination. Or re-education, and we were the target. We weren't in a place that we were told, the place we were told that it was, that was not where we were. And we were the target. There was not a lot of instilling of initiative and free inquiry. It rewarded the suck-ups to petty authority and unquestionable groupthink all the time. Initiative and free inquiry were penalized. There might be courses and teachers who were the exception, but to get out alive, you had to accept the realities of the power structure and not take it on. If the Ivy League commissars can't find anything better to do than attack their men's sports teams and destroy fraternities. How do you think things go for the average lower class boy who hasn't even a prayer of going to community college? Pajama boy may seem like a funny byproduct of this national culture of institutional neutering, but how amusing a byproduct is Esteban Santiago? No young men are more challenged in forming their identities than the endangered fringe of immigrant or black and Hispanic ghetto kids, usually from fatherless families. They've been denied the once common education of all Americans that showed us how we all shared the same historic traditions and a great national identity and purpose. Instead, the American educational establishment alienates them with poisonous messaging, constantly reiterating how they can't possibly get fair treatment in the United States, and they might as well accept that they are doomed before they even start. And to make sure of that, they're rushed through an education that leaves them illiterate, innumerate, and unemployable. When they get out on the other side of that, first they're bewildered, and then they are angry. They've been denied any heroic examples to follow, any real hope, and no understanding for the long term, having not the least idea what a career path is. And these young men resort to cheap thrills and short-term pleasure and indulge a growing sense of anger at being helpless in what they correctly sense are the days of their lives in which opportunity and adventure should be most available to them. They may want to get even with something or somebody as well, and they may look for scenarios that appear to offer that opportunity. Their idea of entertainment is likely to be losing themselves in the latest film full of superheroes and violence, or perhaps a game of Grand Theft Auto on the computer. You can hardly blame them for looking for spiritual direction and empowerment. Black Islam and Islamofascism appear to provide all the answers, as well as an opportunity for heroic action and a noble cause. In this spiritual world, young men are the recruits of choice. Women are subordinate. They're assured that one true believer can make a huge difference in righting the wrongs of the entire world, and they can be that one. One blast of that wolf whistle brings a line of lone wolves looking for a purpose, and of course, they're attracted to it. Santiago had been attracted enough to register on MySpace as a Sikh Hamad, and recorded Islamic songs in Arabic on it in 2007, 3 years before he served in Iraq. Now we've got his story that's coming out of the usual fog bank of confusion, which everybody seems to conspire to maintain in all these cases. And you see the very familiar pattern. Decent enough kid caught between a background in Puerto Rico and the United States, joins the military, but hasn't enough of a sense of self-motivation to resist a strong strain of Islamic idealism, which appears more attractive than the army. At least the Muslims appear not to engage in double talk, to have clear objectives and a higher purpose in their lives than following orders in a military mission that doesn't make much sense, even to those who run it. Then he becomes mentally confused and gets kicked out with a general discharge by a smart colonel who senses an opportunity to get rid of a problem in the making before he makes things worse for the army, which is what they do. Colonel sees cases like that all the time these days. Santiago then gets a security job in Alaska, moves a little over a mile from the only mosque in the state, knocks up a local girl he doesn't marry, and under the pressure of all of this and a new baby and no resorts, he starts to hear voices in his head he believes are from the U.S. government, trying to get him to look at Islamic terrorist websites. In a last pathetic call for help, he goes to the FBI, which they do their usual CYA look over and do nothing in the case, as they have done nothing in so many others. Once the paperwork is put in place to prove they saw him, they take no interest in his access to firearms or perhaps placing him on a watch or no-fly list until some follow-up check on him. The local police get him in a hospital mental health checkup, and there he's given some counseling. Then he drops out of sight of his worried family. Something's happening. And Friday afternoon, we found out what he finally chose to do on Epiphany, as the ultimate meaning in his confused life. And it's with many of these young men, his fragile sense of identity is played out on Instagram postings in various costumes chosen with care. You can save a lot of time of psychotherapy just going through the t-shirt drawer of somebody like Esteban Santiago and look at the various identities that they indicate there. The most conspicuous photo of him shows him in a traditional Islamic kefir scarf, or a shamag, making an Islamic-inspired one-finger hand sign referring to the oneness of Allah with the beard and mustache of the faithful Muslim. Photo of his arrest shows him wearing the latest Star Wars t-shirt. And in a last sad gesture to his military training, his handgun empty, he locks it open, kicks it away, and lies spread-eagled on the floor, waiting for his arrest. See, this is something we could have seen coming. This is something we could have seen coming. And that whole scenario is repeating itself every day. Every day. To the Esteban Santiagos of the world. And you'd be surprised how many of them there are. And that whole promise, that whole simplicity is what attracts them. His family knew something was wrong. The police knew something was wrong. The FBI kicked the can down the road. Okay. We'll see this again. And it'll probably be soon. And everybody will be sad again. And until we actually start at the source, which is going back to kindergarten for these kids, until we start looking there, we're always going to see what we see here. We're always going to see that end result. Everything else falls through the cracks. Nobody pays attention. Because they're in the education system, and they're in this, and they're in that. It's all quite plain, and it's there for you to see. We have hour number three coming up. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Czech government, among other things. If you see terrorists in Czechoslovakia, well, then I guess you better shoot them yourself, because they're not going to help you. You are listening to Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.